Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
My name is Marcus Decimus Marullius, Commander of the Armies of the North, General of the Felix Regents, Royal Servants to the True Emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I'll have my revenge in this life or the next, motherfuckers. Are you not entertained?
So you think these people that the Spaz interviews out in the street, you just think they're like some hardcore people that maybe smoke an awful lot? These are professional thespians.
Straight out of Central Casting. Did you meet her?
What'd you call her?
Did you meet her at Parodies Casting in Quincy, or was that out of Boston Casting? No.
That's straight outside the BMC, bro. Get out of here.
He goes to like the family cookout every weekend, and he's like, this is what I need for the week.
Hey, Mom, I need a couple liners this week.
Hey, Grandma, can you do this one? Hey, Uncle Pete, can you do this one?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Mother effer.
I think she ad-libbed a little. I don't remember that part.
Flourishes. Like, I always thought Russell Crowe's performance in that movie was good, but, you know, maybe a bit too great in the estimation of others. Thought he was better than The Insider. If he added flourishes like that.
In this life or the next, mother
Well, they cast 30 meals. They cast 30 meals in that thing.
It felt appropriate when she used it. It felt like it fit.
This hour of the program has been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Northeast Men's Health with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and Dedham next to Legacy Place. All right, I apparently found the code word.
Nice.
And I was able to get onto Andy Hart's top 90 New England Patriots. All right, so I've got it. It's on WEEI.com, so you can go right now.
Please click.
A little Google machine, and you can read along with us. Okay. Number one, I think there's no argument, unless he doesn't show up to camp, and then you've got an argument because Stephon Gilmore is no longer number one on your list.
Yeah.
All right, so he's number one. This is number two.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Number two is Jake Bailey.
Okay.
He's a punter.
Is he the best punter in the NFL? Is he an all-pro? Does he also kick off?
Yes.
Is he arguably the best player at his position?
But you know what Christian would say? If you're going to put together the top 90, Andy, put together the top 90 football players. Okay? And then we can have a separate list for the special
teams. Punts and kicks off. I don't know if you know, they punted a lot last year.
They did.
It was valuable.
They
long fields.
They punted along this year.
They were punting after three and outs, so they had to punt a long way. He was good at it.
It's amazing how many special teams players you have, like Matthew Slater is number seven. It's unbelievable how many.
I love it.
Okay, so anyway, you put a list together just so that we can bitch about it anyway. So just accept our bitching, okay? So Gilmore, number one. Jake Bailey, number two. Dante Hightower, number three.
What do you think about that?
Too high? I got
Hightower at four.
I got him a little too high. I would put him down at five or six.
Why?
I would.
Is that because of the time off and the uncertainty?
For a year. So you're talking about the players coming up in 2021.
Yes.
Okay?
How do you know my criteria? That's the beauty of this list.
The last time he played was 2019.
Sure.
Okay?
Did you see him at OTAs? Because I did. He looked good.
Okay.
In shorts.
Hightower? Okay. Yeah. You see that picture?
No pads?
Bicep.
And he's tackling.
He's in good shape.
Did they do any tackling?
They did not do any. That is frowned upon by the NFLPA.
But he hasn't really hit anybody in 2 years.
So you don't like it. It's too high. Okay.
A little bit too high.
So who do you want? Another special teamer at three?
No, I would not.
Fine.
I would say the strongest guys they have are offensive linemen. If we're looking at offensive linemen and maybe more kickers and punchers for
you. Okay, what do you think about four?
Jonnu Smith
too high?
Is number four.
Feels too high to me. It's more of a projection than in a current rating.
You've got him ahead of Henry. Where is he?
Hunter Henry is run of the 14. Mill.
14.
Run of the mill.
I'm not as hype on Hunter Henry. If I had to draft one right now or pick one to have the better stats and the greater impact between the two, I think it's going to be Jonnu Smith.
I think they're so different, though, aren't they?
One has upside and one really doesn't. Hunter Henry, I think, is going to be good. He's in a bad year, he's going to give you 45 catches. In a good year, he's going to give you 62.
Perfect.
I think Jonnu Smith in a good year, you could be like, is this guy a little like Aaron Hernandez? Is he moving all around? Is he getting yards after that? Mm-hmm. Like, he's an athletic talent that I admit, putting him four.
Okay.
I'm banking on his upside.
So let me ask you this. He has a career high of 41 catches,
yep.
Jonnu Smith,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's going to have Cam Newton throwing him the football.
Oh, contraire, mon frere. Contraire, mon frere.
Okay.
Who's the first quarterback on the list?
Throwing.
Certainly ain't Cam Newton.
We'll get to the quarterback. You got the quarterbacks too high, too.
It'll be a while before we get there.
Yeah, we might get there. We're not going through all 90, I can tell you that.
Why not? Did you see who 90 was?
Number five, I did.
Wait.
And we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
It was a Fitzy-like line. I forced it a little bit.
He had a cute little music line.
Like Fitzy, I forced it.
Oh, look at you.
Go ahead, read it. Go ahead, Fitzy, read it.
Disgusting.
Number 90, read it.
Number 90, Michael Jackson Jr. He's bad. He's bad. You know he's bad. Sorry, couldn't resist. Andy, why don't you take a look at the man in the mirror, okay?
No, I'm looking at you. I learned it from watching you.
Oh, don't,
force
don't,
humor is your best humor.
Don't throw 80s right PSA there. On
Rocking
me, all right?
Him. You're my comedic mentor.
No, I believe. Don't let me be the muse, please.
I don't want you to be.
Okay, go ahead.
So
go.
Number five.
Dead silence.
Is Shaq Mason. I'll give you number five.
Oh,
Shaq
you
Mason.
Finally approve of one?
Yes,
oh, no,
I
you
do.
Were okay with one
I do,
and five.
I like number six. I like Matt Judon at number six. He better be number six on this team.
Already
not,
number six?
This is a huge fit. Yeah, based on his career.
He's a back-to-back
he's
Pro
been.
Bowler.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. If he is not number That's six true. On this team, we have a bigger problem. Yeah. He's got to be. I would even say I would move him in the top five. I think I would put him right there with Hightower.
And if you're trusting of Bill Belichick, which I don't know what Nick feels on it, but I know Fitzy trusts Bill Belichick.
Please.
You're taking a good, versatile defensive player and handing him to Bill Belichick and saying, build on this. He's already a Pro Bowler.
Right.
See what you can get out of this guy.
Right.
Upside.
So we move on to number seven, Matthew
Stop
Slater.
Stop giggling at the special teamers.
Arguably the greatest special teamer in
Matthew
NFL
Matthew Slater,
history.
If you're listening, call in and defend
he
him.
He has
so I'm not,
a
I'm not,
greater
I'm
impact.
Not, I'm not denying that he's not one of the greatest special teamers in NFL history. I'm saying if we're looking at a roster in which your best players are all your special teams, you're going to be good in special teams, but it is one-third and probably the weakest of the three, offense, defense, and special teams.
But I would
I'm not debating that it's not important, but I'm saying if that's where the strength of your team is in special teams, you don't have the greatest roster.
Right. I would agree with that. But I would also say that I think something that kind of swayed me here towards the special teamers is there's consistency, carryover in that area where there's a lot more change offensively and even defensively. And I think they got some credit for continuity and being the same guys who have done the job here for years.
Woof, there's a pick right outside the top 10 that I can't believe.
We'll get to that in a second. Kyle Duggar, number 8. Devin McCourty, number 9. Michael Onwenu, number 10. Sixth-round draft pick, not bad, right?
Not too bad.
Yeah,
PFF, they agree with me. They think he's like the best player on the planet Earth.
He was terrific last year.
He is.
He was terrific, and they move him. The versatility, they can move him around. I would agree.
How come you don't get...
From value standpoint, I would say that is pretty good.
So guards are sort of like the special teamers of the offense.
No, they run every play on offense.
Oh, so guards
special
you like.
Teamers,
Yeah.
Big, fat, stout guys.
You know what
right?
I never get out of my head?
What's
Something
that?
Bill Belichick said to me about 18 years ago.
It is what it is, Andy.
No.
Oh, that wasn't it?
Andy, you can always find a guard.
Really?
Wow.
You know what? I think
now
really?
He's got a guard that makes like $50 million dollars, so I think he changed his tune at some point.
Can I tell
and a
you?
A guard that he just paid $16 million.
But you know, Andy,
Tom
I would
Brady.
Say this. I think the game has changed in that everybody talked about the protection on the outside with tackles, and especially your blind side and the left side. I think the game has changed where they come at quarterbacks right up the middle right
you know
now.
Why?
And offenses are all different. You're playing in sub-packages all the time, and you're sneaking guys through, and you're stunting. You're doing a lot of different things that you weren't doing 10 years ago.
And I think there was a couple reasons for that. One was you found the best quarterback, the best way to get to him, Tom Brady, was up the middle. And I think you saw some unique talents come through. Certainly Aaron Donald as an interior pass rusher. But even, what's his name with the Bengals? Geno Atkins.
Geno Atkins.
Was dominant in that role for a while.
Until he hit the
even,
wall, yeah.
Even, what's his name? Watt. Moved inside, reduced
Justin
inside.
Justin James Watt.
I was thinking of TJ, and I was like, it's not TJ, it's the other one, the better one that Derek? Came earlier. JJ Watt. Not Derek. I like him. He's a fullback for life. But I think some of the – I love fullbacks, although not enough because Jakob took a while to get him on the list.
I was surprised you had him that high, to be honest with you.
Jakob.
He Jakob hates my whole list. Everybody was too high.
James so White, 11. Kyle Van Noy, number 12.
This one. Ready? Here it comes.
Isaiah Wynn.
He's – Dude, 13. You can't forget about making the club if you in the tub. How do you make the list if you have more games missed? Seriously, the guy has missed 60% of the games he's been eligible to play over the first 3 years, and
plays.
I am an Isaiah Wynn stan.
And he missed a whole season, so that sways that number.
Sure. It okay, happens. Did he miss it or
he
not?
Did. He did, but okay. It happens. Guys get hurt.
I know.
Why are you a hater? Is this Nick talking? Because Fitzy wouldn't make this argument.
Oh, look at this. Your Honor, Andy is misleading. No. In no way, shape, or form. I can't wait for him to stay out there for a whole season because I'm a believer. Those people who said he should have kicked into guard because he was only 6'3 and had smaller hands, he was the highest rated tackle coming out of the SEC in his draft class. Everything about him says he should do like his last name. However, he gets hurt too much.
Hey, let me finish the top 15.
Oh, sorry, I made
Hunter
a good
Henry,
point.
You made a good point. Do you need a star on your forehead?
No.
You need something to move forward?
About time.
Okay.
It only took an
just
hour
just yell
and 10.
At him, Dad.
What are you talking about? He's been here 3 years. It's taken him that long. Hunter Henry, number 14. Here we go. Long snapper. Joe Cardona, number 15.
He's a Navy man, you know.
I understand that. Just a long snapper. Joe Cardona. Pretty darn good long snapper.
Apparently Glenn giggles at veterans and our servicemen.
Turn off his microphone. Come in here. Co-host the show with us.
I think he's good, but you
15, Cardona.
Fitzy, but you tell me. If your long snapper is at 15 on your list of talent,
shut it down.
You have to look at your roster and say, our roster is not that good.
So
are
you
telling me with this list today that the roster is just not that good?
So would you put those guys just automatically at the bottom of the roster?
No, but I would put
at
them
like 50, 51, 20, 52.
Yeah, I would say in the 20s I start littering the 20s with special teams players.
Glenn, why are you having a seizure over there?
Because 19 David Andrews, 20 Damian Harris, 21 Lawrence Guy. These guys affect so much
more. Not as good as a long snapper.
That's not the question.
Not as good as a long snapper.
How good are they at their job?
He takes the ball between his twig and berries and flips it back to Jake Bailey.
Oh, so you're going to be dismissive of him too.
He doesn't even have to block anybody, and nobody can block him.
But he runs down sometimes because he is unblocked. I just... Part of what goes into this for me...
Go Facebook Live and film Andy.
How good are you at your job? Not could
not
you do the center job or anything like
you.
That?
Well, then, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Is Joe Cardona then, a better long snapper than David Andrews as a center?
If that's
are you sure?
Yes.
If that's the case, I can make a better case for Jake Bailey being the best punter in the league than I can with Gilmore.
In America.
With Gilmore, sure. I could talk about three or four corners that are better than Gilmore right now. So what is Gilmore number one? Why didn't you have Jake Bailey number one?
Because Johnny Hecker's still pretty good. So I think Jake Bailey and Stephon Gilmore are similar. They are elitely talented.
That'll never get said on this station again. I think Gilmore and Jake Bailey are similar.
That's the beauty of this list.
And what is Joe Cardona?
It is nothing but gray area.
Do you have any idea
how many
accidents you're causing right now of people steering their cars into
one guy was like, I stopped reading when I saw Bailey was number two. And then immediately somebody chimed in on Twitter like, why is an all-pro punter? Shouldn't he be high on the list? He's great at his job.
Okay, incredible. So we got to do this.
You guys are so close-minded. Open it up a little bit.
A punter should have been MVP of Super Bowl 53, if we're being honest.
I mean, come on. All right, we're going to get to more of those. I want to get to the quarterbacks and find out where he's got the quarterbacks.
Gotta be a while.
And then we have somebody, a prominent analyst, former New England Patriot, who actually believes that we're going to have a two-headed monster as quarterbacks for the New England Patriots this upcoming season.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win this f***ing one for the Gipper.
All right, back here at OMF. Two normal, regular athletes are off here today. So we got Andy Hart, who's put together his top 90 New England Patriots.
And I'm giving Glenn credit. Here. He read the whole damn thing.
I did
he
read
was commenting
thing.
On little throwaway I lines. I had it like 87, 88. Well, you got to have a little fun down there because there's not a lot of substance.
Well, the Michael Jackson line was a little too much. He's bad. You know he's bad. Come on.
Well, our buddy Dice just chimed in and said that what are the Patriots going to say when he gets cut? Beat it. Hey, by the way.
But if he makes the roster, it'll be a thriller for his family.
Oh, God. Michael Jackson humor.
And you know, getting cut or making the team, it's a black or white issue.
No, stop.
I want to get to the quarterbacks here, Fitzy, but I'm looking at guys at the bottom of the list, and I must tell you, I don't know who they are, some of them. Carl Davis, I know who that is. Montrevious Adams, that was the guy that played for the Packers, right?
Yep.
Okay. Rashad Berry. What is he? Is it
from
right?
Ohio State?
Yeah,
he's listed as a TE and a DE.
And so he was Sean coached Bauer, by Halfley.
Okay, Deshaun Bauer, Adrian Colbert, Akeem Spence. Do you know who that is?
Sure do.
You do.
Not.
Okay, thank you very much. 57 NFL starts with six teams over seven seasons. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I mean, this is information.
Look
you
how
can only
low
pick
you
up
have. Aguilar. They paid a blank ton for him, and you have him at Larry Bird.
Nobody likes
just
him.
Just because they make a mistake doesn't mean I have to make a mistake on
nobody,
my list.
Wow. Nobody likes him. I've noticed that. That
what do you
every
mean? He's a perfectly fine
likes him.
Gentleman.
No, everybody.
Oh, he might. Be.
There,
I don't know.
There are some people that think that the wide receiving depth chart is just god awful. Others that think that Bourne might be pretty good.
No.
Okay, but I'm just telling you.
I'd like him to catch the ball. He didn't all spring.
But Aguilar, I don't think anybody here likes him. I think the expectations are so low. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Well,
because
but,
I think you're setting the bar so low
yes,
for him.
But
right
how
now.
Can the expectations
he had one good
be
year
so
last
low
year.
When he makes 11 point whatever million
well,
as his cap
well,
number?
Why do you have him so low?
Because he stinks.
Okay, so that you're making my point.
But they paid him to be good.
He
was very good last year.
If you had invested
had
a
really
couple
good
more
year
million,
Ridge,
you could have
right?
had
who?
No,
year.
Very
no,
good
no, no,
last
no, no,
year.
Philly, he was
wait,
not
wait,
good.
Did you guys say very? Because remove the very.
Last
800
year?
Yards in the National Football League in a passing league is never very good.
And eight touchdowns out
had,
of nowhere? That was well, a very good season.
He had a
season.
Tight end that got a zillion yards.
Yeah, because he's very good.
Exactly. Right.
Aguilar was pretty good. He was
so, but
okay.
You want it both
that's
ways. What
good?
You're telling me is that he sucks. And
paychecks
when I'm telling
equal
you,
expectations.
What I'm telling you is the expectations are so low because even though he's got the big money, and I agree with you, I think they overpaid him. I think people think he's going to suck. Everybody does. I haven't talked to a single person, a reporter or person around the team who thinks he's going to be good. And I've got to believe that Belichick knows something about him, does he not?
It's all salary related in terms of what people think he's going to do. He's not going to be able to produce at a level, they believe, commensurate to the crazy money they spent in overestimating his market on day one of free agency.
Which you invested at the position, and therefore, in part, I still think, may have said, Julio, well, we already invested 11 here. Do we want to add a $15 million receiver here? It's like, how about we didn't add the $11 million guy? We would have been more open to the 15.
Yes, and if my aunt had a blank, she'd be my uncle. However, I would have.
Paul Perillo said it a little differently.
I would have signed Curtis Samuel over Aguilar. No offense, and I hope Nelson Aguilar shoves it in both of our faces, number one. And number two, not signing Julio Jones. I will live on this unpopular take island. So
I'm working the 70s and the 80s here.
We'll kill these
Troy
Patriots.
Fumagalli. I do know who he is. He's been around for a while.
Why?
You got Josh Bledsoe. Okay, rookie. We're doing rookies now.
Where do you have Josh Bledsoe?
Zuber. I actually like Zuber. Isaiah Zuber. Could he be better than 80? Could be better than 80. Might be better than 80.
He might not be. He might make the team, but on this team, making it at wide receiver does not indicate anything because they got nada.
D'Angelo Ross. Who's D Virgin?
Well, you know, he's still looking to score.
D Virgin.
He's literally.
DB, D Virgin.
Andy, how many laps are you going to end up having to take today?
That just hit you? Was there like a one count?
As I was reading.
How about this one, Fitzy? Bill Murray, at least he has name recognition going for him.
So,
that's nice.
He also was one of the COVID guys in the Cam
Newton
era
last year.
There.
That's right. And who was his position coach in college? Vincent Brown.
The Undertaker?
Yes.
The man who, when he carried his pads, his tricep was like, bah! Yeah. It was like a horseshoe on you.
Number 88, Quinn Norden.
You like him, huh?
I have no idea.
He's a big leg, right?
Two words, okay. Glenn. Wicked kicker.
Number 89, R.J. Prince. So you have Prince and Michael Jackson, 89 and 90. Mm-hmm. It was a theme work.
You saw that,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, it was a theme work.
Yep. Glenn gets me.
Yeah.
He really does.
Great. A raspberry for
so,
Ray.
So what do you think about his quarterbacks? He has Mac Jones at number 23.
Oh, God, we are screwed.
He has Cam Newton at number 34.
Shame on you.
He has Newton at 34. Jarrett Stidham.
34.
Too high?
Jarrett Stidham, 49. And Brian Hoyer at 63.
Okay, he got one out of the four right.
So I would say this. When your quarterback on any team's list, talent list, is 23, and it turns out it's a rookie who has never played an NFL game, you're kind of screwed.
Well, maybe not.
So it's great. You got long snappers, you got punters, you got kickers, you got two kickers that are up high, but your quarterback is at 23.
I could be wrong.
And 34 might be your starting quarterback for game one.
Yes. Well, that I stand by, and he may even be a little high as the 34th best player there. But I thought I was being optimistic with Mac Jones, and if he wins
extremely
the job,
optimistic, I would say
he could be
really
higher on the list.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I don't know if you know though, like there's a lot of questions at the quarterback position. Like that's the reality.
We're gonna lose Fitzy today.
We already did, and I don't. Did you have you he not loved, heard that before?
He loves this one.
Spaz has played that 3,000
matters.
He loves this one.
The timing of the drop
is perfect.
It's so inappropriate that it's. I mean, chef's kiss. Well, it was Salt Bay right on the show.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
See, now
the first time it was
good.
Fitz,
he still
on,
likes
Spaz.
It.
I mean, look at the only one laughing right now. Spaz. The second time around,
the drunk guy.
First time the timing is
I
perfect.
I haven't
the
consumed
second time,
yet.
Jeez.
Ask Bill Belichick. We want dinner.
Whatever. All right, we got to get to this analyst. We got an analyst. We know him well.
Yeah.
And he actually thinks that we're going to have two quarterbacks who are going to play in tandem with each other, apparently, during this upcoming football season. We'll get to that coming up next in your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
So Andy Hart comes up with a stupid-ass line in a top 90 Patriot player list, and now suddenly it's become an entire theme for Spaz and his music knowledge. Great.
Can I give you a little fun factoid about the arguably the greatest American rock guitarist ever, Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah.
He did the solo in Beat It as a favor to Michael Jackson.
Never get paid?
One take.
Really?
One take.
Wow.
One of the greatest guitar solos in sort of, we'll say, like 80s pop music. Beat It, one take. Pretty good.
What are you still thinking?
You know why? He wanted to get out of there. He just wanted to beat it.
Jake. He was the Jake Bailey of guitarists.
It's like he's doing his old show on AAF now.
Hey, I'm having a good time.
Is anybody else?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's fair question.
We can put up a poll if you want, you know? Scientific poll, we can do that.
Could be triggering.
You got to believe science.
Exactly. You were going to ask me a question, though.
Let me just do this. This hour, sponsored by Feldman Surveyors at Feldman. They get it right, unlike Fitzy, from the ground up.
Thank you.
What they do. Question I was going to ask you is quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. The possibility that we could have not one, but a two-quarterback system for your New England Patriots. Obviously, we know one guy can run, especially when you get into the red zone. And the other guy, apparently, the kid, is apparently a more accurate passer. So this is Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, now on ESPN. And he's doubling down because he brought this up earlier in the offseason. He's doubling down that we're going to have a two-headed monster at QB.
I mean, it's definitely going to be both. And when you have two types of style, there's just two types of quarterback, completely different styles. You have one quarterback who's more of an RPO, move the pocket, scramble quarterback. Then you have a young rookie who's a drop back passer, kind of your old school type quarterback. Check with me at the line of scrimmage. They're going to use both of these quarterbacks. I can guarantee that. Because of Bill and how he likes to make other teams prepare that extra 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours during the week of, oh, okay, they're coming out in the red zone with Cam Newton on the field and Mac Jones. Now we have to go through another full install on how to stop a combination of quarterbacks on the field. So they're going to use Cam Newton in the red zone in the low red, 11-on-11 football. It's smart to use him, and they're going to use him. They're definitely going to use him. So now the biggest thing is going to be during training camp, who can establish themselves as the best throwing quarterback? Because at the end of the day, I want a quarterback that can throw the ball down the field accurately. And I think that's one thing Cam has to do. He has to throw the football accurately from the pocket down the field.
Boy, Ninko has come a long way in this media business. He just threw a guarantee out there.
That's definitely the word that jumped out to me.
Guarantee.
I think he's doing a great job, by the way. As well.
No, I do too. I agree with you.
I think he's grown into the role.
But we'll see if the guarantee pays off.
Yeah, but I think early on, I think he lacked confidence. Matter of fact, I've had conversations with him about this off the air. You know, it's hard when you get in there and you're overwhelmed by everything. But I think he's come a long way. But that's a guarantee. It almost sounds to me, Andy Hart, like he's hearing this internally.
It sounds that way because I feel like that's the only way you could say, I guarantee this is what they're going to do. Now, I also have some questions because he kind of spoke in two different ways there when he says both of them. At one point, he said, you know, the low red zone, Cam will be in there, which is obvious, which I also don't think that really challenges another team. If they know when you get to the, you know, 6-yard line and in, Cam's coming in, that's your offense. That's not that hard to prepare for.
Except you do have a couple of tight ends that give you a slightly different look this time around. Now, you don't
he
have
can't
an accurate
throw to him.
No, you don't
so
have an
it
accurate,
doesn't matter.
Accurate passer.
But having actual tight ends, last year it was the most vacant room. It was the emptiest motel in the entire NFL. Worst tight end room 2 years in a row. Now you've got, according to.
Well, they had one option in the red zone. He was going to run the ball.
And he was running the ball. Now you've got the 7-9, according to whatever tight end rankings we were discussing earlier, in terms of NFL tight ends. That's going to make a massive difference.
I can guarantee that.
Wow.
I can guarantee that, too.
But is there also, is he projecting any sort of, you know, middle of the field, middle of the game? Ooh, Cam's coming in. Like, that kind of a rotation, that kind of a dual threat, or even, you know, these things we see nowadays where... Is Mac Jones lined up wide right because they were both in the huddle and now Cam's running his offense for that one play? So I just wonder if indeed he guarantees it, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he knows something. Like, he feels really strongly about this. He didn't just get caught up in, I'm on TV and I'm going to use impressive language here.
I can guarantee that.
Guaranteed it. But also how far it goes, what the actual game plan is. Because Bill is also famously, he said, you know, Bill loves making the other team think. Bill also famously made the transition from Bledsoe to Brady because you can only get one quarterback ready, was his belief back then. You can't get two guys the reps and the information and everything that they need. Would you be doing a disservice in Mac Jones' first year that he's splitting practice time with Cam Newton?
I just don't think you can do this throughout the entire game. So Taysom Hill may get the opportunity to play a lot more this year. With an established quarterback last year, it was limited, and he came in specifically when it made sense to come in. How do you do it? You tell me the offensive line. You don't think your offensive line is going to get a little bit confused if you're running an RPO versus what you're running in totally different plays when you're bringing Mac Jones in? Because their assignments change. I would say that David Andrews has got to be communicating. He's got to be on the same page because you could have a mess on your hands with that, especially with the day, the way defenses play these days.
Yep.
They could be all over you.
And this is a stupid little thing that I actually don't think should matter, but it mattered to Tom Brady, the new age numbers up front. There's already going to be some built-in confusion as to, oh, is that Matthew Judon? Where's he coming from? Who is that?
Number nine?
Bentley?
Number
eight?
Six?
Seven? Yeah. Eight's the mic.
I hate that.
So
the number change.
Yeah, and I think Brady, and people were laughing at, Brady will figure it out. When Brady is telling you that that is an issue, I think it's an issue.
And if it's an issue for him, then how do you think it is for Mac Jones and Cam Newton and David Andrews, who forgets which hand is up his butt, right?
Right.
Hello? Is that you, Cam, back there? Is that you, Mac? What are we doing
Cam's
here?
Cam's never understood.
So here's what I could see, though, Andy. I think if Mac Jones ends up, as you think he's going to, and wins the job, because I think he's got to be the guy. If you,
I didn't
it's
guarantee
a passing
it,
game.
By the way.
Like, you
guarantee
didn't
that.
I didn't guarantee it.
I could see a situation. I could see a situation where in the red zone, you you actually use Cam Newton and in a red zone situation, because let's face it, he was really good in that at that last year.
Yes,
you could say
until it became so incredibly predictable, Glenn, that people, once the Patriots got within the 12 or the 10 or the 8, when he was trying to like run it into the 6-point house, he would get stopped time and time.
See, I think his biggest problem,
again,
though, as the season progressed on, I think
throwing.
He slowed down. I think
What'd
he slowed
throwing?
Down.
Throwing. Yeah. Throwing was definitely his biggest problem.
Well, I mean, that's the old cliche is, you know, red zone passing game, the windows get tighter. Well, if you're not very accurate and they make the window smaller, that inherently just makes things more difficult on you.
You try to find Dalton Keene and, you know, Demir Byrd in the end zone. I mean, my God, the guy had no one
Come
to throw
on.
To.
He couldn't
and
hit
I'm
Gronk
not just
in the end zone.
Okay, he didn't have anyone to throw to. I'm not saying that the guy's going to go back to 2015 MVP Cam Newton, but he'll definitely be better. But employing that 2-QB system, I have long been in love with. I enjoyed it back then, and I think there's a way to do it in the pros. That Tebow and Leak offense that they used 15 years
Going
ago
back into,
was
Florida.
Dynamite. And
wow.
I get it. It's college.
College football.
Andy, the defenses are faster. They
you know what
are
they
bigger.
Say? If you
they
have two
smarter.
Quarterbacks, what does that mean?
Got no quarterbacks,
you got no quarterbacks.
Andy.
Boom, cliche.
Got none.
Okay, well,
like
guess
them
what?
Apples.
If you've got one quarterback who's really good at running the ball and might actually be pretty good with the ball in space in his hands, which throws a defense off or gives them something they have to consider, and another one who's not going to run but it's a pretty good passer, it's a little more for them to think about. And Glenn, seriously, are we saying that Uh-oh, Shaq Mason and Mike Onwenu, they're going to get all confused. Which way do I run? Is this an RPO or a PRO?
Oh,
or
I think there
what
could
are
be,
we doing?
I think there could be mass confusion.
They're smart.
When,
these are smart
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but you're talking about a rookie quarterback coming into the huddle, and you're talking about another guy who we questioned last year really understood what he was doing. And now you
and he questioned
He questioned
him understanding.
And your offensive line has got to be communicated. That's why I said David Andrews might be your most important guy right now. He should be higher up on the list because he might have to.
Well, Andy had him at like 73.
Here's the one thing, and going through Andy's like list and then talking about the quarterbacks here, I still think when you look at this team, and I know Fitzy's got him for 12 wins. Did you hear that, Andy? He's got him for 12 wins.
In one season?
Mm-hmm. not like the next two.
Or the preseason, too.
No.
I can guarantee that.
No.
I can guarantee that.
12. So you got them at 12 and 5.
All right, so
you did the math.
And well, I'm looking.
I
so
to let you know, I know it's 17.
So I'm looking at this team, and you don't think the wide receiver depth chart is really good. You've already said
no.
That,
I've already said that it's not that great. They should have gotten Julio Jones.
Okay,
I don't think it's as bad as Rich Keefe does, but I don't think
does anybody realize? Because I keep on hearing people say all they need is some decent quarterback play. Nope, that is not true. They need excellent, and I'm not sure they're capable of getting excellent quarterback play to win 12 games. They need excellent quarterback play. You could talk about the defense, and I think the defense will be better.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense, as much as we thought they were shaky last year, they gave up the seventh fewest points in the National Football League. And what does Bill Belichick tell us every year when people try to rake the Patriot defense? Well, they gave up so many yards, they were 23rd in the league. Nope. Where were you in points scored against? They were very good last year, that defense. So how much seventh? So how much better are they going to be? And that's how I look at that's how you come up with wins, because I don't know if you know, but they determine the winners and losers of games
on
that scoreboard up there.
So
that's
big
how they do it.
Big, gigantic.
Yes. Big. It's a Megatron.
So you need to tell you need to tell me how they are going to win 12 games when they don't have a great receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have quarterbacks that we can sit here and say are going to be excellent next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense, I agree, will be better. But how much better? Are they going to be third in the league in points given up? Big deal.
I think they're going to be in top three.
I think it's not a no big deal. I think they're going to be top five, number one.
Oh.
Number
but
two.
But that's not
number
good
one
enough.
Or
that
top
may
five.
Not good enough.
Okay,
that may not be good
two.
Enough.
I think the offensive line is dynamite, both in terms of pass protection and especially in run blocking.
Great.
That is great, actually. It's an important part.
I think he just mocked
games.
You.
I think he did as well.
He dismissed the offensive line. Just
great.
Totally,
yeah,
like,
no,
dismissed.
No big deal.
So here's
big
the
deal.
Deal.
It was no
tone
deal.
There. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You're going to have three Pro Bowl players in your offensive line, and your offense is still going to suck. And the only reason they're voting for them in the offensive line is because the quarterbacks aren't getting beaten up.
Okay.
They're not getting killed.
Glenn, the wide receiver room is not that great. It's definitely better than last year. The tight end room
it still could
be
the worst in the NFL. You agree?
Well, bottom third,
the
right?
Lions.
Bottom
the Lions
third as
of right
oh, no,
now.
No, no, no. Bottom three.
Bottom, I said bottom third. Give them time.
You can find seven wide receiver rooms worse than this
put
one.
Put some respect on the name of Jacoby Myers.
Did I do the third right there?
The tight end room.
This is unbelievable. We are now hoping, praying, and depending on Jacoby Myers as the offensive weapon.
I personally find your lack of faith in him disturbing.
No, I like
him. You know whose lack
like
of faith
him
in him
player.
I find disturbing?
Whose?
William Belichick's.
Well, guess what? He earned his way into
Didn't have a lot of faith early
now
last
he
year.
Does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
So then why'd he give Kendrick Bourne a boatload more money to be essentially the same guy?
Because he knew he was losing Edelman, so he needed some redundancy in that department to see if that's important.
Two, also, not that quick, not more, that fast, just kind of get open and just kind of catch the ball receivers? Or wouldn't he go out and get an actual quick replacement to Edelman?
Can I finish?
That wasn't a good point.
No, actually, but you stepped right
Let's
on my toes.
Let's get to a good point somewhere.
Did you know it's an incredibly high percentage of Kendrick Bourne's receptions have either gone for a first down or a touchdown? Like somewhere in like the 70 percentile.
Okay.
It's very like he's
what about all his drops?
He does have a lot of drops, and so does Aguilar. I get it. And that's a problem.
Wait, you're selling me on the wide receivers by saying
they're
two free agent additions. Can't catch the ball.
Honest to God, if anyone else came from anywhere else in the world and they came in like, oh, Boston, this place has won so many championships. Let me turn on their sports radio and listen. You would think we had never won anything.
Smarter.
And we just feed off negativity.
No, no, no. We're
no
just
optimism.
Smarter. We're not suckers.
No.
We're not suckers.
It's not about being
We don't
suckers.
Just rah-rah shish goomba. If the guy can't catch, we say he
first
can't
of all,
catch.
Shish goomba. It's not shish.
Fitzy, Is it? Yeah. Seven wins last year.
Yes, I was there for all of them.
You get a break that they're playing 17 this year.
Some of them.
17 this year, mm-hmm. So we could go with 8 last year if you're looking at the new system.
Great. Okay.
How do we go from 8 up to 12? And
we believe score more points and prevent them from scoring.
Okay,
a few
and I just
more.
Told you,
you
that
special
that's,
teams. Don't
that's,
forget that.
I just
they're very good on special teams.
Let me do it for you one more time, Glenn. The Patriots special score teams. A few
that
more
long
points.
Snap of Joe Cardona's worth two wins.
They prevent the other team from scoring.
No, and that's the point I'm trying to make about the defense.
12.
Is the defense? How much better will the defense be? The defense still, when you look at the numbers of how many points they gave up, was pretty damn good. And it's inflated because they got blown out in a couple games. That defense got blown out. So that number.
I was there for the Frisco game. Right. That game was over in 3 minutes.
So the number might be a little bit deceiving. I don't know how you go. And we'll open up the phone calls coming up next. I don't know how you go from that number of, let's say, 8 and get up to 12 without the quarterback, and the only way it happens is if Mac Jones suddenly emerges and he gives you what Justin Herbert gave you last year. If that happens, you're a good football team. What are you throwing your arms at?
Because Andy was just throwing his arms at me. So Glenn
is like bullying you. Stop
That's
the
fine.
Fight. You want me to throw the towel?
Do you know what he did? You know what he did with the arms? He made fun of you. He did the alligator arms. He didn't do like real arms.
Yeah.
He didn't throw your arms up. You did halfway up like
he's
a little
a heightist. He thinks he's a heightist.
All right, we're getting to the phone calls coming up next.
Just because I can see things differently because I'm over 5 foot
how's
six.
The weather up there?
I'll give you the latest.
I get plenty of air.
I'll give you the latest odds from FanDuel as to who your starting quarterback is as well. We'll do all of that plus your phone call, 617-779-7937 next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.